And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. For just under 2 hours, Larry Noble has sat alone in an office in the Hollywood motion picture studio of Sam Marco, reading a manuscript in order to decide if he'll sign a contract to play in the picture. His first talk with Marco has left Larry angry and somewhat shaken. However, he kept remembering that it was Mary who secretly arranged, through their friend Tom Bryson, to have Larry come to Hollywood instead of staying at Mary's bedside in New York. For Mary is still in a hospital, recovering from severe acid burns inflicted by Claudia Vincent after Mary had proved her guilty of the murder of Oliver Wilson. And Larry can't forget that it was Mary who finally made it possible for him to be acquitted of this murder. Finally, as he finishes reading, he closes the pages of the manuscript and goes into the next office. Sam Marco is sitting at his desk, a large and well-chewed cigar in his mouth, and he says...
Well, Noble, did you finish?
Yes, Mr. Marco. Just finished it.
Good. Well, at least you're a man of your word. You said it would take 2 hours, and you've got over 10 minutes to spare. Sit down, Noble. Have a cigar.
No, thanks.
Well, sit down. Tell me, what'd you think of the story? It has great possibilities, don't you think so?
It's a very good piece of writing.
What did I tell you? Material is what counts. You see now why I spoke as I did before giving you the manuscript. I want to be sure we have the right person for that big leading part.
Yes, of course.
And you think you can swing it?
I'm sure I can give a good performance.
I want something better than that, Noble. It's got to be outstanding. It's got to be a sensation. Something surpassing the imagination.
Well, I can't promise that, but I think you'll be satisfied, Mr. Marco.
I hope so. I never did sign on big names, particularly not Broadway names. Never believed in it. But after your friend Tom Bryson talked to me, I said, all right, I'll take a chance. And a man that can write plays like Bryson, well, you've got to listen, that's all. I think we're going to get together one of these days, maybe do one of his plays. Don't say anything, because it's not settled yet.
No, I won't say anything. When do you start production on this script, Mr. Marco?
Well, we started already, Noble. We've had to hold up shooting of the big scene just because of waiting for you. Not that we wasted all that time, because we shot around you. But we can't afford to get behind anymore.
Well, if you're sure you want me to play this part, let's sign the contracts and I'll be ready whenever you say.
If I'm sure? How can I be sure? I've never seen you act. Never saw you in a single picture. I want you to be sure. I want you not to be just satisfied, but enthusiastic. I want you to come into this picture with everything you've got.
I've already told you I'll give the part everything I can.
I don't know. You don't sound any too sure.
What do you want me to do, Mr. Marco? Jump up on your desk and throw my arms around? Do I have to throw a fit to prove my enthusiasm?
Well, now, that's better, Noble. I guess maybe you'll do after all. Yeah, sit right here. I'll phone the legal department for the contracts. Send Jacob right away with the contracts for Larry Noble.
And at this same time, back in New York, wealthy Rupert Barlow, who's been deeply infatuated with Mary Noble for many months, is back at the hospital where Mary is recuperating. But instead of going straight to Mary's room, we find Rupert consulting with Dr. Allen, who's in charge of Mary's case. And as they sit in a corner of the waiting room on Mary's floor, we hear...
I hope you'll understand my reasons for approaching you in this way, Dr. Allen. I realize that I'm not one of the family, and therefore not entitled to discuss the details of Mrs. Noble's case. But... at the same time, I think it is safe for me to tell you that I'm far more anxious to know just what may be expected when the patient recovers than possibly anyone else. What's more, I'm in a position to give whatever financial assistance may be necessary to assure her complete recovery.
Mr. Barlow, it is not customary to give out information to anyone outside the immediate family.
Oh, I understand that, Doctor. But I thought I made it clear that I'm a very close friend of Mrs. Noble's. It's not too much to suggest that I'm perhaps the person she thinks more of than anyone else in her life. Of course, that's a confidential matter.
I see.
I believe you know that her husband has left her at a crucial time like this to go to Hollywood in order to make a moving picture.
Yes, I understand he left several days ago.
Does it seem likely that a man who is utterly devoted to his wife, who has her best interests at heart, would leave her at such a time?
I'm afraid those matters are no concern of mine, Mr. Barlow. I'm doing everything I can to help Mrs. Noble recover from the severe burn she received.
Yes, well, what I want to know is this. To what extent do you expect her to recover?
From what I have observed of her condition, I believe she'll be almost unscarred when she's well again. Of course, it may be necessary to perform a few minor facial operations, but I don't anticipate the need for major surgery.
Then you You think she'll look just the same? I mean to say, her face won't be disfigured by the burns?
There will certainly not be any disfiguring changes. As I said before, it may be necessary to perform a series of minor operations to remove scars, but I feel confident this can be accomplished without too much discomfort or time.
You don't know what a relief it is to hear you say that, Dr. Allen. It's taken a great weight off my mind. If you're quite sure, that is to say, reasonably sure.
Mrs. Noble has made a most remarkable recovery. In fact, I have been able to remove a good many layers of bandage so that she's able now to see. Of course, that will be a great comfort to her.
Oh, I'm sure it will. There's just one thing more, Dr. Allen.
Yes, Mr. Barlow?
About the matter of your fee.
Well, I don't believe that is anything I can discuss with you. Mr. Noble has given me full liberty to call in any outside specialist I may think advisable. And
I'm sure he means just that. On the other hand, Dr. Allen, I happen to know that Mr. Noble is at the present time in an extremely tight financial spot. My only reason for bringing this up is to assure you that I will make myself personally responsible for any fees that Mr. Noble is unable to meet.
I must say that's very kind of you, Mr. Barlow. It's impossible to say right now just what this treatment will amount to or whether I'll need a consultation, but...
Whatever you need to ensure Mrs. Noble's complete recovery, just remember that I pledge my full assistance. I want more than anything else to have Mrs. Noble come out of this terrible tragedy looking as lovely and as beautiful as she did before.
You may be sure I'm doing everything in my power to bring that about. Mrs. Noble is a splendid patient and has won the affection of everyone who is working on her case.
I'm sure of that. Now, thank you, Dr. Allen. If you don't mind, I'd like to visit the patient for a few minutes, if she's awake.
It's quite all right. Just speak to a nurse to make sure. You know the room?
Yes, and I've met the nurse. Thanks again, Doctor. Goodbye.
Bye.
And a few short minutes later, we find Rupert Barlow sitting at Mary's bedside. And as Mary turns her head slightly, she says...
Oh, isn't it wonderful, Rupert? Just think of it. I'm able to see you for the first time in days. And you're practically the first person I've looked at.
You don't know how happy that makes me, Mary. And there's something else you ought to know.
What's that?
Dr. Allen believes you'll make a full recovery. He doesn't believe there'll be anything to show for this ghastly time.
Do you mean that, Rupert? How do you know?
Well, I happened to meet Dr. Allen outside, and I questioned him very closely. I can't tell you how happy I am for you.
Oh, Rupert, it's almost too good to believe. Dr. Allen did say that I was doing very well, and he removed a great part of the bandage from my face today. But he wouldn't let me look at myself in the mirror, and that gave me the rather awful feeling that he was just trying to cheer me up.
Oh, I'm sure that isn't the case, Mary, my dear. From now on, it's just a question of time. It must be terribly tiresome for you, my dear.
I don't mind. And I must send word to Larry right away.
Oh, do you think that's wise?
Well, why not? If Dr. Allen told
you... I only meant under the circumstances. Why not wait until you're entirely certain? Then surprise Larry.
Well, perhaps I'd better be very sure. It would be too awful to build up Larry's hopes and have them dashed to pieces again. That would be worse than waiting until the final outcome.
Exactly. And from what you said about this picture contract, I guess he'll be kept very busy all the time.
Yes, I'm sure he will.
Have you heard from Larry since he got out there?
Oh, yes, I've had a telegram. He arrived safely, and he's very enthusiastic about the prospects. I take it he signed for the picture. And he agrees that it was the best thing he could possibly do.
Yes. It was certainly the bravest thing you could have done, my dear. I can't imagine anything more unselfish.
I don't want you to feel that way, Rupert.
Oh, it's no use trying to convince me, my angel. I know just how hard it must have been for you to suggest that your husband leave you here in this hospital, absolutely helpless, not knowing what your future would be. But never mind. It's time things worked out for you, too. And they will.
Yes. If only Dr. Allen meant what he said. If only I was sure.
I'm sure you'll be as lovely as ever, my dear. And I have another bit of news for you.
You have? What is it?
I've decided not to leave New York at the present time.
But, Rupert, you told me you were going to take a cruise to the Bahamas or Nassau.
Oh, all that can wait. Since I learned that you've been left here virtually alone, I've delegated myself a committee of one to keep you company. I hope you won't find me too unwelcome.
Mary Noble doesn't know what to answer to this, for she realizes that Rupert Barlow's attention will be most distasteful to Larry if he should hear about it. But at the same time, Mary does find the days long and the time drags. So perhaps Rupert may be a help to her. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway stars.